Thank you, Mr. President. Since this is the first time that I take the floor under your presidency, let me congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the conference. I assure you the full support and cooperation of my delegation for the revitalization of the CD. Mr. President, last weekend, despite the strong calls from the international community, including at the first session of the 2020 NBT Review Conference Preparatory Committee last week, the DPRK launched a ballistic missile in a clear violation of a series of United Nations Security Council resolutions and against the joint statement of the six-party talks. This launch is totally unacceptable. It constitutes a grave and increasing threat not only to Japan, but also to regional and international peace and security. We strongly condemn the DPRK and urge the DPRK to immediately and fully implement relevant United Nations Security Council resolutions and other commitments without taking further provocative actions. Mr. President, Japan believes the Conference on Disarmament has a vital role to play in advancing nuclear disarmament. Therefore, it is imperative to revitalize and overcome its deadlock. In this regard, Japan welcomes the initiatives by the chair of the Way Ahead Working Group, Ambassador Lin, and his proposal to hold consultations with regional groups this week. Japan strongly hopes that the discussions and the deliberations in the working group will enhance our common understanding and help lead us to the adoption of a program work with a negotiation mandate. Also, I believe that a Geneva-based interactive working relationship with professional knowledge and experience should be really contributing to the constructive and substantive discussions. Japan remains ready to make an active participation and contribute to the deliberations of the working group. Thank you, Mr. President.